Our theology about God doesn't have to be perfect in order for us to be Christians. We might even go so far as to say that all true believers have at least some mistaken beliefs about God. But when those mistaken beliefs touch on the heart of God's proclamation about Himself, they can be sufficient to place those beliefs outside the bounds of Christianity. One doctrine that has often been the center of controversy is the Trinity. In general, Christians are quick to say that we believe in the Trinity, but we often disagree when it comes to defining and explaining it. And non-Christians frequently misunderstand this doctrine too. So, what mistakes do we tend to make? What are some of the common ways the doctrine of the Trinity has been misunderstood?
Christians have always believed that one God has eternally existed in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. There are two ways to get that wrong. One is to think that God is so one that we don't have distinct persons anymore, which is called modalism. Another way to get that wrong is to so emphasize the distinction of the persons that you end up really with three gods. And Christians believe neither in tritheism or modalism. Christians believe this one God has eternally existed in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Christians are sometimes accused of worshiping three gods. Muslims frequently raise this objection. It's important to recognize that this criticism arises from a misunderstanding of what Christians actually believe. The Bible doesn't teach that Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are three gods. On the contrary, the scriptures clearly teach that there is one God and that this one God exists as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We need to remember that the first Christians were Jews who inherited from the Old Testament a conviction that God is one. This conviction is clearly expressed in Deuteronomy 6:4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. How then should we think about Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? As these early Christians read their Bibles, they recognized that they needed to provide account for several kinds of data they found in Scripture. First, there are some Scriptures that clearly affirm that God is one, like Deuteronomy 6:4. Second, there are Scriptures that teach that Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are each God. One example would be John 1:1 that affirms that the Son is God. Third, there are Scriptures that teach that Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are in some way distinct. The Father is not the Son, and the Son is not the Father. John 1:1 affirms this distinction when it says that the Word was with God. Finally, there are Scriptures that teach that Father, Son, and Holy Spirit share one nature and act with one will. In John 10:30, Jesus says, "I and the Father are one." Thus, Christian doctrine of the Trinity attempts to account for these scriptures by affirming that one God eternally exists in a unity of being as three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Central to the doctrine of the Trinity is a distinction between person and essence. God is one with respect to essence and three with respect to person. In fact, we might say that with God there is one what and three whos. If Christians said that Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are three essences, they would be worshiping three gods. The Christian doctrine of the Trinity, however, affirms that God has one essence, or nature. How can God eternally exist in a unity of being as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Ultimately, this is a mystery. Christians, however, do not worship three gods.